The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 23rd of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, the week ain't starting out very well for Apple. Let's face it, last week wasn't too great for them either. You know, the whole HomePod thing. Well, now we're talking about the whole iPhone thing and how they're not really selling. According to the folks over there at Morgan Stanley, they are predicting weaker, and I'm going to say much weaker, iPhone sales in the coming June quarter. How much lower? Well, at first we were looking at about 40.5 million iPhones. Drink that down now to about 34. All right, I know. I'm not really telling anybody out there that didn't really already know this, that iPhone sales just ain't quite what they used to be, particularly in China. From what we've been hearing, that sort of peak has peaked over there. Plus, we won't get into the iPhone 10. We all know how that's doing. Maybe Apple has something up their sleeve in the coming months when we see some new models. Staying with Apple and basically iPhone news, the SE. How many people do you know with one of those? I don't know a single soul, but they are still out there, and yeah, you might remember they're one of the last devices to have that 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. Well, if the new Mac rumors are true, we're probably saying bye-bye to the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack on that device. That is, if it gets a new release here in the coming months. Yes, it looks like we might be getting a new release, at least in a month or two, for the new iPhone SE, and everything will be pretty much like it is now, except that 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. Under the hood, though, slightly different story. Looks like it's going to be powered by Apple's last generation A10 Fusion chip. So if that comes to be true, it'll be about 40% faster than the A9 processor that's currently in the device. Dark themes. Yeah, they're kind of nice, aren't they? I particularly like them actually on my mobile devices, but they're also nice to have on a computer interface too. Maybe that's why Microsoft's saying, maybe this is a good idea. So much, in fact, that they finally started working on a dark theme for File Explorer. Man, I can hear the Microsoft fanboys going out there, yes! This is actually spotted by a Twitter user out there, Rafael Riviera, showing a more slightly darkened File Explorer theme, although not completely done yet. So how did we find this out? Well, apparently if you poke around in the current beta build, there are some ways of using a kind of, shall we say, hacking tool to enable this feature, although it's not complete yet. So it may not be worth it until Microsoft completely gets all the bugs out. I know you're thinking, oh great, Microsoft and bugs. That may never happen. Yeah, and it may not. And finally, yeah, it's a shorty day, boys and girls. Not much news happening over the weekend. But boy, have I got a doozy for you and finally today. It has to do with IKEA. What is the most annoying thing sometimes with IKEA? Yeah, putting the crap together. Well, here comes the IKEA bot to the rescue. Yes, this project is at the Control Robotics Intelligence, let's just say the CRI group at the NTU in Singapore. And they've essentially made a robot that can actually put IKEA furniture together for you. As long as right now it's a chair. Yeah, it kind of has to be on the simplified side. They found a way to insert pins and manipulate IKEA parts and then slowly twist and turn the furniture to put it together. However, don't be too hard on the robot. It takes about 20 minutes to just put a single chair together. Yeah, it's kind of slow right now. Now, if we'll ever see this in our own homes or for purchase, it's highly unlikely. But I guess if it ever does happen, I'm sure IKEA will be the first on board to offer the product, which you'll probably have to put together. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by uk2.net. That is the home of the podcast, the blog, and our review section all over there for you. Check out our social media destinations, Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community. Come and join us at britishtech.slack.com. We would love for you to be part of the community. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, and I sure hope there's a lot better news than there was today. But until then, don't work too hard. Today it's Monday. You can do that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.